Hello, welcome to another episode of Unpacking Neuroqueerness. First of all, I wanted to apologize for not releasing any episodes in the last few weeks. It's been challenging to release an episode every week, particularly because I try to focus on guest episodes, since I've noticed that those are the episodes that tend to get more listeners. People tend to be more interested in the guest episodes, so I try to schedule a lot of guest episodes, and I actually have some really cool guest episodes lined up for the next few weeks, but it's been a challenge scheduling. I've come to learn that scheduling is one of the most challenging aspects of podcasting. Even when you know who you want to talk to and they're interested in talking to you and you both want to set a time, but it can be really hard to navigate people's schedules and try to get on the same page for a good time to record. So that's what's been going on over the last few weeks, is I have lots of great guests lined up, but I've just been struggling to schedule a time to record with them. However, in the meantime, I do have something I wanted to talk about. This will be another short little episode, because I just wanted to talk about the effect of smiling when feeling awkward in certain situations, and how that can relate a lot to the autistic experience. That this can happen with non-autistic people as well, but autistic people experience it to a higher frequency, more intensity, and a difference in the ability to regulate it. And that is, in my belief, and what I've gathered speaking to other autistics as well who relate to the same experience, is that a lot of us feel very overwhelmed when someone is in distress or when someone is communicating something to us and we're not sure how to react or respond. We feel that intense emotional energy from them. And so we feel a lot of empathy. We feel sort of a hyper empathy, but we're unsure a lot of times of how to respond and how to react. And we particularly for me, I kind of freeze and get into this situation where I'm trying to process what's going on and think of how to respond and what I want to say. But particularly if there's someone in distress, it's really challenging for me to think about how they might want to be comforted, because I feel like everyone has their own, like, their different preferences and styles. And it's also really hard for me to provide that comfort for people, mainly because I don't know what that looks like for them. So a lot of times I'll freeze, and a lot of times what has happened to me and what will happen to other autistics as well is we might end up smiling, not at all because we're happy, but because we feel that pause of that freeze of the awkwardness and the hyperempathy and the not being sure what to do, which can lead to sort of a shutdown in a way, or a paralysis. And a lot of times the stress response to that paralysis is smiling. And it's unfortunate, because I've gotten misunderstood because of this a lot. And I've also spoken to a lot of other people who felt very misunderstood because they were smiling and then they were given a hard time about, or ostracized for smiling, because the other person was assuming that they're smiling because they're happy, or that I'm smiling because I'm happy, but the reality is the smiling comes from a stress response of being overwhelmed with so much emotion and not being sure how to process it or how to respond, which can cause the smiling. So I just wanted to bring that up because it's something that I've experienced a lot, and it's something that other people in support groups that I've been a part of have reported experiencing as well. So I figured this would be a good episode to do. This would be something good to talk about. So at least to make other people who experience this kind of situation feel more seen and understood, and not feel wrong or broken for it, because I feel like there are a lot of things about the autistic experience that in this society we're made to feel that are wrong, but they're just different, unique ways that we process things and feel things and interpret things and communicate things. So I feel like I always like to highlight experiences that others might relate to, because it'll really help them, and it'll also hopefully really help people who might not be neurodivergent themselves but have neurodivergent family or friends, and this will really help them and maybe better understand their family and friends. So that's all I have to say for today. I hope this was a helpful episode. I hope you were able to get something out of it. And once again, I am planning some really great guest episodes in the near future. I'm just trying to get everything properly scheduled, and hopefully within the next few weeks, I'll have several more guest episodes coming out. So stay tuned for that. Thank you once again, and I'll see you next time.